There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Former Georgia Bulldog and Atlanta Falcon QB, and now currently the sports director at Fox 5 Atlanta, DJ Shockley, joining us here on the show. Good morning, DJ.
Tiff, what up? How y'all doing?
What up, man?
We're doing good. The question is, how are you feeling about your dogs now with the college football playoff ranking, the 12-team edition? They are sitting in the third spot. Your thoughts on that? How do you feel?
Yeah, you know, it's crazy because I've been around Kirby so much that just hearing his message, I kind of, you know, feel like I'm one of the players on the team now, and that's how I kind of think about it. But I think we all know with obviously this being just the first one, it's the first of November, and there's so much big-time football still to go. Everything is going to work itself out, and I'll be honest, Kirby's probably glad they're not number one. I think we've seen over the years how many teams finish the season when they start the season number one, how many of them actually finish number one and play in a national championship. So I think he's fine. But ultimately, you look at it, you still got big games this weekend versus Ole Miss. You still got to play Tennessee next week. So you handle your business there. You got a chance to be a part of that conversation at the end of the year. So them being number three, it's just a starting point, and I'm sure they're glad to be a part of that 12. But they know, obviously, there's so much football to play, and it can go either way. So you can be happy about it. You can be mad about it, whatever way. It really don't matter right now because, as we all know, it's so much ball left to go.
Yeah, nobody believes in you, right, Shock? You just got to keep working. I mean, hey, what's going on with Carson Beck? I don't want to say what's wrong, but is he what's the deal with him? And he just it's uncharacteristic of what we saw last year.
Yeah, Bo May, it's a good question, and it's something that obviously has been a concern. I mean, when you throw as many interceptions as he has, then you definitely look at it and like, okay, what's going on with 15? And to be honest, when you look at him, you say, this is still the same guy. I get a chance to be around him throughout the week. I get a chance to I go up there every Monday and I talk to Kirby and players, and every Monday I go in there, he's in the quarterback room by himself. He's, you know, looking at film. He's going through everything. He's doing the necessary things to make himself better. And then for whatever reason, you get in the ball game, and I don't know if he's forcing it, pressing the issue, whatever it may be, but there just has been some bad decisions that he's made. And to be honest, I've sat down with, you know, Coach Bobo a couple of times and talked to him about it. And he says, you know what, if we had 74 plays in a ball game, 70 of them are really good. And I think people, you know, miss what's going on at the line of scrimmage. He does a lot in the run game. He does a lot of protections. He does a great job of making decisions every other time. There's just those two or three, four plays in a ball game where he does not make the right decision. And I'm not sure if it's he fully trusts everything that's going on around him, or if it's just a situation where he wants to, you know, push that football down the field so much sometimes. But I'll be honest, you know, throwing it into coverage a few times, that's not a good look. He has definitely forced the issue a bit, and that's something that's going to definitely hurt the dogs down the line if that continues. But being around him on the sideline, I've talked to him after series, the mindset is still there. What he wants to do, he understands everything that's going on. I mean, I was their last game against Florida, and they're going through all the tape, and they're going through these different scenarios, and it's purely just decision-making. And there are times where I'm sitting there watching, and they're like, all right, you see this, you see that. we got to make sure we go the other way with it. And he understands it. He sees it. But I don't think anybody can truly know what's going on unless you're inside Carson Beck's mind. And right now it just looks like some poor decisions.
Well, Shock, they'll get Ole Miss this weekend. Obviously, 3:30 kick, a lot was made of that. Then they'll wrap up SEC play a couple of weeks before the end of the season with Tennessee. And the question I get asked the most about Georgia, and honestly from some of my Bama friends that want to know about this team, are they getting better? Are they ascending? And I don't know how to answer that, Shock, because I think they're getting more healthy. I think defensively they looked better at times. But there's still questions about this offense, and I think when you start looking towards them being in the driver's seat for the SEC title and possibly having a bye in the playoffs and all the things that come along with that, I don't know how to answer whether or not Georgia is getting better at this point or if they're just kind of holding serve at this point in the season.
I'll be honest, Mike. I think right now it's more of holding serve. As you look at, obviously, the last two big ball games when you have Texas and you have this last one against Florida where you have two or three interceptions, but you still find a way to win the ball game. Now, whether that's your defense coming up big and obviously forcing an issue and getting the football back to you and stymieing the other team's offense, or I look at it kind of how what happened in that last game where Carson goes 11 for 12 in the fourth quarter in those crucial situations that give you a chance to go win the ball game. Now, you don't want those other mistakes, but when it matters the most, that's when 15 has came up for you. Obviously, they haven't ran the ball as effective as they wanted to. I think they're like freaking 97th in the country in rushing offense. They're 79th in third down offense. Those are not like what you say winning football. Those are not situations of the game, as we both know, that will go out and win you a national championship. So I think there is a point where you have to find a way where you continue to grow and get better. Now, the only thing that you can lean on right now is you're still winning ball games. And even with all the mistakes, you still beat two really good ball teams over the last couple of weeks that has helped you. So we'll see over the next 2 weeks. Obviously, it's another chance to go on the road versus Ole Miss. So we know you can't have those mistakes because they scored 42 points a ball game. It's a really good offense. Lane and Kirby are really good friends. I know he's got some crazy stuff drawn up, and he would love to be able to knock off Georgia in this ball game. So this will be another interesting game on the road. But I think the fact they've been at Texas, they've been at Kentucky, they've been at Bama, that environment won't be too much for them, and they'll be good.
We have DJ Shockley, the sports director at Fox 5 Atlanta, and former Georgia Bulldog and Atlanta Falcon QB joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Could you give us any insight into Travis Etienne for this UGA team? I know he's tried to battle through what might be a rib injury or something like that during that game against Florida, and maybe hopefully they'll get him at full strength or something going into Ole Miss game.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, Steph, he did go down with a rib injury. He went in the ball game, and he had, the rib pads on, and he went in during halftime, and you could tell the discomfort wasn't there. And I think that's a good thing why you go out and recruit really well. So you got a freshman in Nate Frazier who got ripped a couple times by Kirby after doing the Gator Chomp Slash.
Yes.
But he's a talented kid as well. But you hope he's back. And everything I've heard is that, he's done everything possible to be back because they're definitely going to need him for the stretch run. And he was just starting to kind of get his feel in his offense. And, it took him 6 or 7 weeks to get going. I mean, obviously he had three tubs and that previous ball game. But this is a guy who is a guy who they really wanted to be a part of the team. A guy that Kirby went out and said, you know, we need a guy who can be a home run threat, but also be a downhill physical back. And you've seen him do that in his instance. So you can only hope he comes back, because he's going to need both of those guys as we go down this stretch. But everything I've heard from Trevor is he should be all right, but it just depends on how much pain he can handle, how much the pain tolerance is in a ball game. And as we know, there's ways to get by that for about 3 hours on a Saturday.
Shock, I got a ton of questions I want to ask you about the Falcons. I don't know if I want to ask about Bijan, Zach Robinson, or Kirk Cousins. Which one would you rather talk about? Which one of those three would you rather talk about? And I'll go there.
Hey, man, I'm cool with any of them because they all doing their thing.
How is talk about the job that Zach Robinson is doing, integrating, you know, Bijan Robinson in this offense, along with Litton Kirk and Darnell Mooney and all these other guys. Everybody is eating right now, and it feels like it's a pick your poison. They shut down Pitts. Darnell went off last week. Like, talk about the job that Zach Robinson's doing, getting everyone involved in the offense.
Yeah, Bo, it's been fun to watch, man. I think it's been a gradual process, too, of understanding what all those guys can do. And we go back to week one, and we look at how this offense looked, and I think in week one, everybody said, oh, my God, Kirk can't move. He can't run. This offense is terrible. I don't know what we're going to do. We gave it through all this money. But you've seen the growth from this offense. And give Zach Robinson a lot of credit in that, because not only he forced a defense to cover every 53 in the third, they go vertical as well. And Kirk does such a good job of moving the football around and finding his guys. And, you know, I know Mike loves this. You got to get them big boys up front a lot of credit, too, because there's been times when that dude's gotten back to his fifth read, like he did with Bijan a couple weeks back in Tampa. He's gotten to his third and fourth read. So he's had time to sit in the pocket and survey the field and go find dudes. The touchdown last week to Mooney, that took a little bit more time than usual. But this is an offense with Zach Robinson that he puts a lot of pressure on a lot of teams. And you watch it from formations, you watch it from motions to shifts to Kirk understanding what's going on, and then each guy being on the same page. This offense is tough to stop, man. And just think about it. Last week, my man Drake goes out of the game, and there's not a letdown anywhere. Mm-hmm. The guys continue to push the football down the field, whether it was Red or, you know, whoever came in the ball game. Ray got a big touchdown. It doesn't matter. This is an offense that I think when you got the guy at the helm who knows where to go with it and is smart and efficient with it, it makes it so tough. So Zach Robinson, I think, is coming into his own for sure, calling plays. And he's just starting to figure out where each guy in his offense fits. And then Kirk is that absolute distributor, like you said, being a really good point guard.
Yeah. You got lucky there, Shock, because I told Dave Archer the other day he was going to start making the list if he didn't get more shout-outs to that offensive line. So I had my finger on the button for you, man.
You know I love big boys. Come on, Mike. You know that.
I love it, man. Hey, real quick before we let you go, the deadline was yesterday. The Falcons don't make a move. We've kind of tossed it back and forth all day. Were you surprised? Were you shocked? Did you think they would try to do something, or are you cool with them kind of standing pat right now?
Yeah, I thought they would. I mean, I'll be honest. Obviously, all the conversation was about trying to get more pass rush, trying to get after QB, and there were a couple dudes out there that you thought maybe you could add to it, but then you go out and get three sacks. You know the guys are working hard, and, you know, Rob put this team together for a reason, and he always talks about we're going to ride with the guys we got, and obviously you're always looking, but if it doesn't work, then you feel good about it because these are the guys that you said you wanted to go to battle with. So I was surprised, but in the end of the day, I was like, Ron knows a little bit more than we probably do about his guys and the way they go about it. And, you know, they've been around the quarterback. They've been close. They're putting the pressure on him. Just haven't gotten into the ground. But hopefully this is something good to come. And Grady talks about it all the time. Once you get one or two, they come in bunches. So we can only hope that the sack total starts to go up now.
DJ, we appreciate the excellent insight.
I'm ready.
And you appeasing the offensive lineman in the room as well.
That's always.
Thanks for joining us.
I appreciate it. Tim, I always got to keep the old line happy, man.
You know? Yeah, you're right about that. You're right about that.
Thanks a lot, Shock.
Former Georgia Bulldog in Atlanta and former Atlanta Falcon quarterback, also sports director at Fox 5 Atlanta, DJ Shockley, joining us here in the morning shift. You can follow him on X at DJ Shockley 3.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.